Light rail, faster buses, and even streetcars were revealed yesterday in Nashville's most ambitious plans ever for mass transit, although they're still in draft form. To create a complete transit system for all of Middle Tennessee, officials estimate a cost of several billion dollars over the next two decades. Metro's Transit Authority hasn't committed to such a vision, but in laying out the possibilities, CEO Steve Blant had his eye on the 1 million new residents expected in the next 20 years.
I honestly think Nashville's at a point where we need to, as a region, say, okay, it's time to bite the bullet and make some investments in our infrastructure so that we can continue to support growth.
At the top end, officials picture a high-speed network of buses and trains that can attract five times as many riders as right now. The second lower-cost option would mostly improve bus service along major corridors and the interstates. The cheapest scenario, to tweak current bus routes, doesn't require much money, but it also wouldn't ease congestion. Bland says the public must now answer key questions.
What are people willing to invest in? What are people willing to support? What will people ride, and how do they want to travel and live?
All of the scenarios include better technology, pedestrian safety, and routes that are easier to understand. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.